KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:01, we have cloudy skies, 39 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy today. A slight chance of rain, mainly this morning, a high near 50. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. An electronics recycling trailer will be coming to Atlantic in May. The City Council last night approved the closing of the north end of Chestnut Street from 2nd to the depot at 102 Chestnut on May the 9th. From 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. for the purpose of dropping off your electronic waste, all at no cost to residents. Councilman Chris Jimerson explained what type of items will be accepted.
Some of the things you'll be able to recycle is televisions, monitors, hard drives, printers, laptops, VCR, DVDs, keyboards, speakers, circuit boards, cell phones, cables, e-scrap, and small appliances and microwaves.
Mayor Dave Jones said the cost of that trailer is being picked up by the city and county.
This is going to be a huge event. It's Sunday, Saturday before Mother's Day. Right now, basically, it's getting funded by the city. TPC's putting in $3,000. The county's putting in $3,000. So if things get bigger, we've asked some business to help kind of finance this thing and to kind of get taken care of. But hopefully, it's going to step up and say, hey, we'll do it that way.
When the trailer is full, it'll be hauled away to an electronics recycler. The Atlantic City Council has approved an economic development agreement with Sontag Development, LLC, for a TIF or a tax increment finance grant pertaining to the Southern Heights View Development Project. The agreement, which passed by unanimous vote Wednesday evening, stipulates the local developer will pay $360,000 in incremental payments of $120,000 each to be paid at the time the three phases of the project are completed individually. The 28-unit condominium project includes 16 to be built along 19th Street, with 12 additional units along or near 22nd Street. The project is expected to cost anywhere from $3 to $4 million. Prior to the council's vote, a public hearing was held on the purchase that amounts to $405,000 for the bonds. Despite some comments from the public over whether the city should grant a TIF for the project, bond underwriter Chip Schultz said the project would not happen without a commitment from the city.
I think it's important to be very clear that the debt service on this bond issue is more than fully supported by the minimum assessment valuations. I'm not speaking to the street project cost in that area and what the city might have to spend on. I'm completely unaware of that. But the debt service on this particular bond issue is more than supported by the $3.5 million. This stages in over a number of 3 years of assessment valuations. In fact, if there's about $240,000 of money left over after the payment of debt, when you take into account the tax increment dollars, the city won't need that to pay the debt. So then that gets dispersed back. That net amount of $240,000 gets dispersed back to the other political subdivisions, the county, the school, and so forth.
Those funds can also support the city's general fund, according to Schultz, who said the city has a really modest use of TIF, less than 2% of its taxable valuation. Some cities overuse TIF, he said, but Schultz said Atlantic is nowhere near the 20 to 30% to as much as 40% other cities have invested in it, which can cut into the general fund and employee benefits. The agreement guarantees the TIF will be paid back by the developer or whomever takes over the land if the developer should declare bankruptcy or has other financial issues.
We have yet to lose money on the TIF because we had a sky check out there go left country and they kept paying their TIF off. Mm-hmm. So basically, we'll own the property. We're first, for understanding, it would be the first rights to anything. Would be the first rights to the property if anything happened.
That's Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones. In a report to the Atlantic Rotary Club at its regular meeting on Tuesday, Nishna Valley Trails President Dave Chase announced that they received word the Atlantic City Council had recently approved the group's request for $50,000 for the construction of the Troublesome Creek Connector Trail, a project. Chase received word from Atlantic City Administrator John Lund last Friday by email. The grant is coming from the city's Community Progress Fund. The money will be available July 1st as part of the city's 2015-16 fiscal budget. Chase said it's a big boost to our fundraising efforts, which now stand at $310,000 in commitments to date from a number of sources. That's well over half their goal of $550,000. He went on to say the grant applications for an additional $120,000 have been submitted to a number of foundations and agencies, and other applications are in the works. He also reported to the club that the Atlantic Lions Club had recently voted to donate the net proceeds of its upcoming April 16th pancake feed to the project. Elsewhere in the news, police in Red Oak say only minor injuries were reported following two separate accidents Wednesday. The first happened at around 3:40 p.m. in the 500 block of North 3rd Street. An officer was flagged down by a person who said he'd seen a blue vehicle traveling at high speeds around the downtown square area in Red Oak. A few moments later, another citizen informed the officer the suspect vehicle had been involved in an accident on the other side of the square. The investigating officer found a blue 2005 Chevy Cobalt that had gone out of control on the corner of East Reed and North 3rd Streets and struck a legally parked SUV. The car, which was driven by 16-year-old Jared Best of Red Oak, left a 36-foot-long skid mark on the road, indicating that it had been traveling at a rate of speed in excess of the posted 20-mile-an-hour limit. A passenger in the car, 12-year-old Jordan Holiday of Red Oak, was checked out by rescue personnel before being transported by his family to the Montgomery County Hospital. His injuries were believed to be minor. Best was cited by police for careless driving. Damage from the accident amounted to $4,300. The second accident happened just before 5 p.m. at the intersection of Broadway and Cherry Streets in Red Oak. Officials say 67-year-old Margaret Hardy of Red Oak was reaching down to pick up a cell phone she dropped when her 2013 Ford Escape hit a 1996 Ford Ranger driven by 42-year-old David Butler of Red Oak. Neither driver was injured. Damage from the mishap amounted to $4,000, and Hardy was issued a warning for following too closely. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.